You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, you might recognise this next voice. We've spoken to him before on the station, and he's here today to tell us all about his brand new single and treat us to a listen to it as well. Joe Kenny, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, hello, Ellie. How are you doing? It's great to be back.
It's great to have you. So the new single is called Label Me. We're going to give it a spin in just a few minutes, but first, let's hear about it. What's this one about?
It's a strange kind of history to this. This is the kind of song that I sort of told myself I'd never write, because like I'm totally blind and have been for many, many years. And I suppose since I started songwriting, I never wanted to write a song about being blind or disability. And I don't know why I thought like that. It was always, I was sort of trying to deny it or trying to sort of stay away from that, as if I expected, maybe I thought the world expected me to write about that instead. So therefore I didn't. But this song just came out one day. It was just, and it's really all about how, you know, society or people that you meet sometimes label you and give you sort of, you can't read or write, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. And they kind of make up these strange, I don't know, things that you may be able to do or may not be able to do. And it's about it's my way of sort of saying, you know, that, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, we're all people getting on with our lives. We've all got families. We've all got our own things. So don't assume anything of anybody.
It's a great message to get across, and it does come across in the song really well. Was there something was there a specific event that inspired you to write it, or was it just a build-up of things that had happened?
It was sort of a build-up. And I think it was, I remember once, this is a kind of an event, this didn't trigger the writing of the song, but it's something it's always stuck with me. It's haunted me for years. I remember when I lived in Leeds and I got into got into a taxi one evening, and this particular taxi driver, who's shall remain nameless, sort of said to me, you know, you're blind, blah, 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 blah. And the conversation continued, and he had this unshakable belief that blind people didn't read, which led to blind people didn't write, which led to blind people didn't do a list of stuff. And I could not believe that this guy had these sort of beliefs or convictions. And I thought, my goodness, do people actually think like this? I suppose that's where it sort of come from, this kind of, I don't know where he got that idea from. Maybe he genuinely knew somebody who was blind who couldn't read or write, and that's, so, you know, that's his lived experience. But I just found it quite strange and quite an unusual conversation. Needless to say, I was glad to get out of that particular taxi.
But that's quite shocking, and you know, and we talk a lot on RNIB Connect Radio about sort of busting stereotypes and changing people's perceptions of people who are blind and partially sighted, and this song does that as well in like a gentle artistic way, and a great way of busting stereotypes and changing people's perceptions is through art, isn't it?
I don't wish to sound too sanctimonious or anything, but like as if I'm going to change the world, because it's a song and I hope people enjoy the song. Not just for the lyrics, but also just the sound of it too. But I think, yeah, if you've got a platform to say something and it resonates with others, well, so much the better. And I know that on my EP that I released last September, I mean, I do address certain other issues. Like, I suppose another issue I deal a lot with is sort of, you know, accepting people for who they are and not giving up on your dreams, and you know. It just, if you'd always do what it is that makes you happy, that kind of stuff. So yeah, this is just another thing I wanted to write about, and I hope people enjoy it. And also, you know, if people want to tell me what they think or whatever, please do on social media. Absolutely.
Where can we find you on social media if people do want to get in touch?
Well, yeah, you can find me if you just search for Joe Kenny Music on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Even I love TikTok. you can follow me and say hello. TikTok's a crazy place.
I've stayed away from it, and I need to cave, don't I, and get myself on there.
Well, I must admit, from a blind person's point of view, it is really inaccessible. It's not a very good, it's not a very accessible app, but it is good fun. There's a lot of good stuff on there. Like, I do a lot of lives on there, and you get so many people watching. They're very appreciative of music and that kind of thing.
But while we've got you, Joe, I mean, we've been through the pandemic and we've spoken to you through lockdown. We know you've done live streams on Facebook and TikTok and other social networks, but you must be looking forward to just getting out and performing in front of an audience.
Oh, I really am. That's always what I've loved to do the most. And the pandemic done so much harm to, you know, the kind of live music scene, obviously, as it did with many other industries. So it's great now that we're able to open things up again and get back out there. And I mean, I think people's habits have changed a bit, you know, and even factor in the cost of living and all that kind of stuff, it has changed. Things aren't as people aren't as ready, I think, to go out to live shows as they once were. But hopefully that's changing. Summer's coming. Hopefully we get a bit more people out to see shows and things.
Absolutely, definitely. So when is Label Me Out and where can we get it from?
Yeah, so it's out, believe it or not, it's out on the 30th of April. So Saturday, the 30th of April. And you can get it from every place that you get your music, as in Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Deezer, all them places, most of which I don't even listen to. But I mean, I'm a huge Spotify fan. But yeah, anywhere you stream your music from or download, that's where it should be.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Joe. So shall we give it a listen? Joe, would you like to introduce your new single without further ado?
Oh, thank you very much. Well, thank you very much for listening, folks. This is my new single, Label Me, and check it out on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Music, or wherever you get your music from. And thank you very much.
Don't label me when you know nothing about life. Don't tell me what I need or how to feel about mine. When the difference is the only thing you ever see, you label me. There's more to the man with a stick in his hand. There's more to the girl over there in the chair. There's more to me than I let you see. There's more to you than you knew. Don't label me when you know nothing about life. Don't tell me what I need or how to feel about mine. When the difference is the only thing you ever see, you label me. You label me. There's more to be said than the books that you read. Those words, they don't tell the whole story. The headlines getting old. There's more to be told. See past the stereotypes and the pity. Don't label me when you know nothing about life. Don't tell me what I need or how to feel about mine. When the difference is the only thing you ever see, you label me. Don't label me when you know nothing about life. Don't tell me what I need or how to feel about mine. When the difference is the only thing you ever see, you label me. Difference is the only thing you ever see. Difference is the only thing you ever see. Difference is the only thing you ever see. Difference is the only thing you ever Don't label me when you know nothing about life. Don't tell me what I need or how to feel about mine. When the difference is the only thing you ever see, you label me. You label me. Oh, you label me.